You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for James Kelly. Eau Claire could soon get a bicycle speed limit. The city council is expected to take up a measure limiting bike speeds on city bikeways and sidewalks next Tuesday. The proposed 15-mile-an-hour limit would also apply to e-bikes, electric scooters, skateboards, and other devices. 15 miles an hour is the same speed limit for state bike trails. Also on the council's agenda next week, a paid parking ordinance. It comes after a study last year to improve parking downtown. The next budget is expected to include a full-time parking administrator to help manage parking in Eau Claire. Both items will get a public hearing next Monday at 6 p.m. at City Hall. And a 35,000-square-foot hospital and clinic for Aspirus Health broke ground last week in Chippewa Falls, according to reporting from The Daily Reporter. Construction is expected to take about a year and wrap up in September 2026. It's being expedited, with some of the construction off-site at a fabrication facility in Oshkosh. Wisconsin child care providers have started getting their new benefits from the state, and they say it's a lifeline. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The Child Care Bridge program began this month. It replaced Child Care Counts, the federally funded initiative that started during the pandemic. It gave payments directly to child care providers, but it expired at the end of June. Advocates had said if providers suddenly lost that money they had been getting for years, the industry would be pushed further into crisis. Already, costs are high, wages are low, wait lists are long, and profit margins are slim. On average, in Wisconsin, infant daycare costs more than tuition at UW-Madison. In one survey, a quarter of Wisconsin child care providers said without that extra funding from child care counts, they would probably close entirely. Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the legislature came up with a deal to create this bridge program. Providers have now gotten their first payments. They're getting about 87% of what they did under child care counts.
Folks, our workforce and economy can't afford more parents leaving their jobs because they can't afford child care.
Evers' office says this month, more than 3,000 child care providers got a total of $8.7 million. That means 126,000 kids across Wisconsin are benefiting from that extra money. The program will disperse $110 million to Wisconsin child care providers over the next year.
A Wisconsin congressman was a first responder last weekend. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz has more.
Representative Derek Van Orden was involved in the rescue of an 11-year-old boy near Osceola, Iowa, on Saturday. The 3rd District Republican told news outlets that he and his wife were driving on Interstate 35 when he observed a minivan crash into a semi-truck on the side of the road, a crash he described as horrific and gruesome. Van Orden, a former Navy SEAL, said he parked his car and ran to the scene where an 11-year-old boy was severely injured and bleeding. Van Orden, assisted by others, used socks from his luggage to apply tourniquets to stop the bleeding. The boy was airlifted to a Des Moines hospital where Van Orden visited him on Monday and said he was thanked by the boy's father.
Meanwhile, one of Congressman Van Orden's challengers is getting a lift from Senator Bernie Sanders this weekend. He'll be in Viroqua tomorrow for an intimate town hall event with Rebecca Cook. She's one of several challengers taking on Congressman Van Orden. And the Powerball jackpot is the 11th largest in history. Check your lottery ticket. The Family Fresh Market in River Falls sold a $100,000 winning ticket. For WCFW News, I'm Shally Pittman.
It's the Brewers and the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers opening a weekend series tonight in Milwaukee against the Giants. Yesterday, the Brewers with a 4-1 win over the Cubs at Wrigley to snap a three-game losing streak. Bryce Terang with a two-run homer to get things started.
You don't want to lose, but we know what this team is capable of doing. There was no panic. What happened yesterday and the day before that, it doesn't matter. Nobody really thought much of it. Obviously, you don't want to lose games, but you move on and you go out there and compete the next day. We're in a good spot. The team plays hard, and we want to win every game that we can.
NFL at the Packers training camp. A fight during joint practices with the Seahawks. Actually, three fights. One after practice. It started with a Seahawks player interfering with the Packers huddle.
Like, it's already disrespectful that they're in our huddle, and then somebody gets hit while we're in the huddle. You know, got to have some pride.
That's Packers offensive tackle Zach Tom with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Summer is winding down, but there are still lots of activities in Milwaukee you can take advantage of before school starts and the weather changes. Check out Summer Night Movies in Veterans Park on Saturday nights. The movies are free and the popcorn is only a buck. If you're feeling a Latin vibe, check out Mexican Fiesta 2025 on Milwaukee's lakefront this weekend. The festival offers great food, music, and mariachi. And if you just want to mosey around outside, check out the annual 38th Street Block Party. The event starts at 12 p.m. Saturday, August 23rd. And offers free food, games, great music, and good Milwaukee summer vibes. And finally, if you haven't been to a Brewers game yet this summer, this would be a great weekend for fun at the old ballpark. Friday night, August 22nd, is Stranger Things night. The crew will be giving away Stranger Things-themed Brewer ball caps. And Sunday, August 24th, the Brewers are holding a Euchre celebration of life in honor of the legendary Bob Euchre. Enjoy these last few summer weekends, folks. Week 34 of the box office calendar is upon us, and there are three films opening in wide release. Honey Don't pairs director Ethan Coen with Margaret Qualley. The two collaborated on Driveaway Dolls and now team up to tell the story of a small-town PI in this comedy crime drama. The film also stars Aubrey Plaza and Chris Evans, but it's pulling a less than 50% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Fantasy action movie Nuza opens this weekend and has rave reviews behind it. The follow-up to the original from writer-director Yu Yang is pulling an almost 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. If neither of those are your cup of tea, check out Relay, a mystery thriller starring Riz Ahmed and Lily James. Reviews so far are really good as it is pulling an 85% fresh rating. You could also have Leftovers weekend and check out all the blockbusters still in theaters. Let's go to the movies. You can never have enough comedy, and if it's cringe comedy, that's even better. Tim Robinson's Friendship had a decent showing at the box office thanks to a limited theatrical release and will now be available to stream. In the A24 studio film, Robinson's character is new in the hood and just wants to make a friend, and it ends up almost destroying two lives. And in other September 5th movie release news, Highest to Lowest will also be available to stream at home on said date. The thriller, starring Denzel Washington and directed by Spike Lee, is currently in theaters in pseudo-wide release, but hard to find in Wisconsin. Highest to Lowest tells the story of a music producer who becomes the target of a ransom plot. Still not sure why the film is not more available theatrically with such a big star and famous director, but you can check it out in just a couple weeks on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, clearing out, lows in the mid-50s. Sunny and 70 degrees on Saturday. Saturday night, clear, 51. Mostly sunny, 66 on Sunday. Sunday night, clear skies, upper 40s.
Currently, 69 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.